Death of a Kingfisher, a Hamish Macbeth mystery by M.C. Beaton, narrated by Graham Malcolm. Chapter 1. Where'er you walk, cool gales shall fan the glade. Trees, where you sit, shall crowd into a shade. Where'er you tread, the blushing flowers shall rise, and all things flourish where'er you turn your eyes. Alexander Pope. It is a well-known fact that just when a man reaches his early 30s and thinks he is past love, that is when love turns the corner and knocks the feet from under him. That was what was about to happen to Police Sergeant Hamish Macbeth. But on a particularly fine sunny day, when the mountains of Sutherland in the northwest of Scotland stood up blue against the even bluer sky, and not a ripple moved on the surface of the sea loch in front of the village of Loch Doo, he was blissfully unaware of what the fates had in store for him. The only irritation in his life was the appointment of a constable to assist him, police headquarters in Strathbane having discovered that the small police station in Loch Doo was an excellent way of getting rid of the deadbeats. Constable Dick Fraser was marking time until his retirement. He was a lazy, grey-haired man, but he had an amiable disposition, and since he'd arrived in Loch Doo a month ago, there had been no crime at all, which suited him very well. Hamish learned that there was a relative newcomer, an elderly widow called Mrs. Colchester, who had bought an old hunting box some miles outside Brakey. During the winter he had meant to call on her, but somehow the days and months had slipped past. Dick was asleep in a deck chair in the front garden, his breath causing his grey moustache to rise and fall.
Get up!